Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Joe Hayden is going to make his second Pro Bowl appearance in a month after having a great season. And Nathan got him out on the practice field to walk through one of his best games.
Joe, long time coming. You've had your hand on a lot of balls. We've got your first interception of the year against the Houston Texans there. Mm-hmm. Talk about what happened on that play, because you basically covered the entire field. You started off on the left side of the formation against DeAndre Hopkins. What kind of a coverage were you guys in there?
We were in a man single high coverage, and they were running so fast, they were just up-tempoing it. So I just knew I had my man. I had to play off and just play good eye discipline. He ran an over route, and I saw the ball coming from a while. I got to play it because I saw the ball when he released it. So I was running with him, and it was a similar play like when Antonio Brown in the end zone, and I got to jump up and knock the ball down. The thing was with this one, I was like, you know what? I have to get the interception. I'm going to try to jump over this dude and give him make the pick. So I got – was able to time my jump because
you were kind of like right behind him, so he was like right here.
When you're right behind him, and you see when you see the ball in the air, the best thing is when you're a DB, the thing that you want is to be able to see the ball released at like the same time as the receiver.
Sure.
So I kind of felt like on those plays, you can turn into the receiver. So I'm running for it, and I just feel like I was ready. I saw him in front of me, and I knew if I just timed my jump, I'd be able to try to jump over his head.
So you jumped over his head, you got it up in the air, and then he still had to make the play.
Yeah.
Once you saw it in the air, did you know you were going to get it once you got the first tip?
But for the first tip, I wasn't trying to tip it. I was trying to pick
it. Yeah.
So then when I went over and I seen that flipped in the air, then I was like, all right, just catch the ball.
Just
catch the ball.
And I liked it too. And then he got up and tried to knock it out of your hand.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, I don't
whatever,
care.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. Ref keeps blowing the whistle.
Yeah, and that was an interesting play, though, because you don't often see two corners converging, because Buster was trying to chase it down from underneath, and then you had him over the top. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good. When Buster was like, I should have tipped it to him. I was like, well, I knew you
were. Like, I already did that. I already did that once this year for Dante. Couldn't be happier for Joe Hayden to go back to the Pro Bowl for the second straight season. This guy's phenomenal in the locker room, even better on the field, great in the community. And to see a guy get paid like he did and still show the heart and play at a higher level this season is a testament to what a great player he is. And now a testament to this great city of Cleveland was put on in my favorite halftime show appearance this year by Machine Gun Kelly.
Well, my name is Machine Gun Kelly. The name of the song is Rock and Roll, and it's the Dog Pound remix. We tailored this one for moments like this and for those Browns coming out the locker rooms, burst out moments. Being here and performing in Cleveland in front of the Dog Pound and in front of these fans is unmatchable. They make you feel like you're at the Super Bowl. They make you feel like like you're Bon Jovi or something, you know? It's just Thank you so much for the support. Performing here with my daughter in the crowd was the coolest thing. I've never got to see her like in the crowd before. That was the coolest. I went up and tried to give her a kiss after, and she said I was sweaty, so. She said I did a good job, though. I just want to say to Cleveland and all the fans that I'm so proud of the way that you back everything going on in the city, whether we're down or we're out. You're always there. I know that I'm going to continue to always give you 110% every time, and I know the team's going to do the same thing. It's starting to be a really, really big uprising in Cleveland as far as the positivity goes and all the opportunities opening up. So, man, just stay down with Cleveland forever, man. 100% Cleveland, all day, every day. Lace up!
Well, it was a great season of halftime entertainment, from hovercrafts to the Ohio State marching band to the adorable wiener dog races. It was halftime entertainment at its best. And we'll be right back with more ICB.
Stay tuned for our favorite pint-sized reporter and a look into the fears of an NFL team.